Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Did you know that God loves you and Christ died for your sins? It's true. I'm Aunt Carolyn, and we look forward to being with you every week at this time. I hope you'll be a faithful, never-want-to-miss listener. How about calling a friend right now and invite them to listen, too, as we open our CBC Kids Clubhouse meeting today. Choir? Thank you, boys and girls. Your singing is a real blessing to many folks. You know, kids, you may not realize what a blessing you can be to others. In our story of Lilacs and Sage, Amy saw bright little pansies blooming in the garden. Then she saw a tiny bouquet of them in a cup brightening Aunt Margaret's sick room. How small, but how bright they were. And Amy realized that she didn't have to wait until she was a big grown-up to be a blessing. There were happy, helpful things she could do right now. And Amy's right, kids, and you can be a blessing to others at your age, too. You know, last night some boys and girls went with us to visit in the convalescent center. You might be surprised how glad the elderly people were to see some young, polite, energetic children and have them talk with them. And one little boy played a nice hymn on the electronic keyboard that they took along. And those children really cheered up the old folks and were a blessing. Say, what could you do? You could rake an older person's yard, or take them a few cookies, or read the Bible to somebody that can't see well enough anymore to read, or sing a hymn for them. Oh, just think how you could be a blessing. Bible clubbers don't want to live just for self. They want to live for the Lord Jesus Christ and be a blessing to others for His sake. So think about it this week and get busy for the Lord. Then write to me and tell how you helped someone this week or how you were a blessing. My address is Aunt Carolyn,
6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570.
You'll get the address again at the end of the program. But now, join the choir in singing before story time.
Be gone.
Jacob waited anxiously. The first time his sons went to Egypt for food, 10 left, but only 9 returned. 10 went the second time, but his youngest son Benjamin went too. Jacob lived in dread for weeks. How many would return this time? Would that hard Egyptian ruler keep Benjamin or maybe even more of his sons? At last, he saw the caravan returning. It wasn't coming slowly like a funeral procession. It was really moving. Oh, Joseph got excited when he could finally count not 8, not 9, but all 10 of his sons returning. And they could hardly wait to meet him. "Father! Father! Joseph is alive! Joseph's alive!" Jacob was overwhelmed. He couldn't believe his ears. "It's true, Father. Joseph is alive. We saw him. We talked to him. He's the ruler over all Egypt. See the food and gifts he sent you? And that's not all. He wants you and all our families to come to Egypt to live. He's going to support us through this terrible famine. See all the donkeys and wagons he sent for the journey? And King Pharaoh thinks so highly of Joseph that he's going to grant us the best of the land. Joseph said not to bother with any of our stuff because he would provide all we need." Oh, how wonderful! They went from poverty to wealth, from hunger to plenty, from nothing to abundance. They left their stuff behind to receive all they needed from Joseph. Oh, isn't that just like our dear Lord Jesus Christ? When we come to Him by faith, trusting Him as our only Savior, we leave our old sin and godless life behind. He gives us new life, eternal life, and with it, all that we need: His promises, His grace, His joy, and His provision. He promises, "My God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Jacob was an old man to make such a long trip, but he was glad to go see Joseph. They loaded the old patriarch and the little ones and wives and families and goods and food for the journey into the wagons and were soon on the way. When Joseph heard that the caravan at last was near, he got in his chariot and hurried out to meet them. His horses probably ran like racers. Joseph was so happy to see his father, he kissed him and wept on his neck. And Jacob was just as happy to see Joseph. "Oh, my son, you are really alive. I can die in peace now, knowing that I've seen you again." Oh, there was excitement in Egypt, in Pharaoh's palace and Joseph's estate when they heard Joseph's family had come. Pharaoh himself welcomed Jacob and gave his family the land of Goshen, the very best land for them and their cattle. Oh, wasn't God good? Well, the famine grew worse, and people kept coming to Joseph to buy food. At last, the money was gone. They begged Joseph for help, and he was surely willing, but he wasn't running the welfare program. He said he would trade food for their cattle and other animals. Then, when the animals were all gone, they gave Joseph their land, and at last their own selves to labor for Pharaoh. Now Pharaoh owned everything. But Joseph was wise. He gave the people seed grain to plant and made a law that they should give 1/5 of all the harvest to Pharaoh and they should live on the remainder. God used Joseph in a wonderful way to sustain the Egyptians and his own people, the Israelites, through the desperate 7 years of famine. Jacob's life was long and difficult, But God was merciful. After the big move to Egypt, he lived 17 more years and died in peace, surrounded by his sons and many grandchildren. Joseph had promised him that he would not bury him in Egypt. So family, servants, and many Egyptian dignitaries formed an impressive funeral caravan that carried Jacob's body back home to Canaan. They buried him in that special and honored cave of Machpelah, where Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebekah, and Leah were buried. Then, as Joseph and all the company returned to Egypt, a horror fell on Joseph's brothers. With their father dead now, would Joseph take revenge for all they did to him when he was young? They were terrified, and in their anguish, once again they bowed low before Joseph, begging his forgiveness and vowing to be his servants. Oh, but Joseph didn't want them to feel that way. He wept and said, "Don't be afraid, my brothers. Am I in God's place? You meant it for evil against me, but God meant it for good, to save many people's lives. Fear not, I'll provide for you and your little ones." Oh, he was so kind and reassuring. Oh, the heart of Joseph. He'd been through so much, but by God's grace, he turned stumbling blocks into stepping stones to please God and do his will. Oh, dear boys and girls, won't you be like Joseph? Trust Christ as your Savior and obey God's word. Then take whatever may happen or whatever may come as a stepping stone in the will of God for your life. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And now, God bless you until this time next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.